3, 2, 1. 7 things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Rebbins and this is the Smart 7 Ireland Edition.
Good morning, it's Friday the 9th of December. It's World Techno Day. Happy birthday, Judy Dench, H. Simon Helberg and Felicity Huffman. It was a bitterly cold night on Thursday with temperatures below freezing across the country, and it's set to be cold for at least the next week or so as Ireland sits under an Arctic blanket, as Met Air and meteorologist Mark Bowe explains.
Well, it's definitely going to get very cold over the next couple of days. We have this Arctic air that's plunged down over the country, so our daytime highs are going to struggle to reach the low single figures, but overnight we're going to see temperatures fall far below zero. We're going to see -3, even -4 degrees, so definitely icy stretches and widespread frost are expected.
Earlier warning that the cold snap will impact on road conditions, with road policing unit and Inspector Ross O'Doherty urging caution, particularly on the early morning commute.
And you can feel it in the air. It's a lot colder today, and as the weather deteriorates, so do the driving conditions. So the real appeal to motorists to drive according to the conditions, and that's to take care, slow down, allow extra stopping distance.
There's some concern that the cold weather may ramp up demand for energy, with home heating a priority, but Thonaitre Leo Varadkar says that even if the cold weather results in pressure on the power grid, it'll be business users like data centres who'll feel the impact first.
The projections indicate that the next 2 weeks are going to be quite tight in terms of the supply of electricity, largely because temperatures are going to be very low and there isn't going to be very much wind. So that means that there could be what we call amber alerts happening over the course of the next 2 weeks.
Cervical check campaigner Stephen Teep settled his action in the High Court on Thursday against two laboratories who misread his wife's smear tests. Irene Teep died in 2017, aged just 35, leaving her two sons, aged just 4 and 2, with only their dad to care for them. He said it was important that he was able to answer the question his wife kept asking: how did this happen?
Nobody answered this question when she got diagnosed with cancer, nor did they answer it when Irene died, even though they had the results of those audits telling them clearly that the smears were misread. Secondly, so that our children, Oscar and Noah, in years to come, would know that I did absolutely everything I could in not letting those who wanted to hide the truth get away with burying it.
The failure of the HSE to reveal to Irene Teep that an audit had uncovered the fact that her slides were misread was also a huge part in Stephen Teep taking the court action. And he says that even now the government has not gone far enough in addressing the issues around cervical check and the need for mandatory disclosure for patients.
The blood of my wife and the incredible friends I've made who have passed away is on the government's hands and those politicians who fail to listen.
After 294 days in Russian captivity, US basketball star Brittany Griner was released on Thursday in a prisoner swap for Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout. The Phoenix Mercury player was arrested at a Moscow airport in February for alleged possession of cannabis oil cartridges and was sentenced to 9 years in prison on drug charges at a controversial Russian trial in July. US President Joe Biden seemed relieved as he confirmed her release in a press conference on Thursday.
She's safe. She's on a plane. She's on her way home. After months of being unjustly detained in Russia, held under intolerable circumstances, Brittany will soon be back in the arms of her loved ones, and she should have been there all along.
And Brittany's wife, Sherelle Griner, took the opportunity to advocate for the release of other U.S. prisoners held in Russian captivity, including Paul Whelan, who was imprisoned 3 years ago on espionage charges.
Today, my family is whole, but as you all are aware, there are so many other families who are not whole, and so BG and I will remain committed to the work of getting every American home, including Paul.
As fears grow for millions of Ukrainians trapped without power, heat or running water, while temperatures across the country plunge, Russian President Vladimir Putin appeared to be enjoying himself at an awards ceremony in the Kremlin on Thursday. Russian forces have been repeatedly targeting Ukrainian energy facilities in a series of missile strikes over the past 2 months, a strategy which has been labelled a war crime by Western leaders due to the widespread damage it's caused to civilian infrastructure. But the Russian president doesn't seem pleased, clutching a champagne glass, and apparently drunk Putin vowed to continue the strikes.
There's a lot of talk right now about our strikes against the energy infrastructure of a neighboring country. Yes, we are doing it, but who started it? Who struck the Crimean Bridge?
So to come to the Smart 7 Ireland Edition, England and France get ready to square off and Celine Dion postpones her tour.
Right after this.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right?
For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Welcome back.
Friday sees the first two World Cup quarterfinals as Croatia face Brazil and the Netherlands take on Argentina. It's all just a warm-up, though, for England versus France on Saturday. It'll be the third time the two countries have come up against each other in a World Cup, with England having tasted victory on both previous occasions. But French midfielder Adrien Rabiot says England will need to be prepared to face the reigning world champions.
They must be very careful because they will face difficulties against us.
Meanwhile, Man City's Calvin Phillips will be hoping to get his first start at the tournament on Saturday, although he seems more excited for Raheem Sterling, who's returned to Qatar following a break-in at his home in Surrey.
Yeah, massive lift. Raheem's an amazing player and obviously had to fly home to deal with what's going on, and you know, we're just happy that everything's all right and you know, he can rejoin us and you know, play a big part in the next game, which we're really looking forward to.
There was some sad news on Thursday as Celine Dion announced she'll be postponing her European tour, which was set to begin next February, after being diagnosed with a rare neurological disorder. The singer was in tears as she filmed a video for her 5 million Instagram followers, explaining her condition, which causes muscle spasms that affect her vocal cords and might eventually leave her paralysed.
I've been diagnosed with a very rare neurological disorder called the stiff person syndrome. It hurts me to tell you. This means I won't be ready to restart my tour in Europe in February.
All right. We know you've all been waiting for us to talk about Meghan. So here we go. She's been called fake, crazy, insane, a bully. And on Thursday, we discovered it was all true. That's right, the trailer for Meghan, a new horror film about a robotic doll who goes on a killing spree, has just dropped and it looks utterly terrifying. It's set to premiere in UK cinemas next month, so grab your popcorn and maybe an eye mask too if you're nervous.
Meghan, your goal is to protect Katie from harm, both physical and emotional.
1, 2, 3, 4, I declare some work.
I won't let anything harm you. I love her.
Meghan's not a person, Katie.
You don't get to say that.
This has been the Smart 7 Ireland Edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favour and hit the follow button. We're back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have yourself a great day.
Written, produced, and published by Daft Doris.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday, the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.